With everyone fighting for attention, how can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy, with Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning marketplace platform has helped millions of small businesses stand out, stay top of mind, and see big results fast. It's okay if you don't know much about marketing. Constant Contact's writing assistant tools and automation features help you craft messaging and say the right things at the right time. I use this to help write and send my email newsletters, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com. Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Roto Grinders Morning Grind Podcast. I'm your host, Stevie TPFL. It's Thursday, it's March 16th, it is 2023. We have a five-game NBA slate to talk about here on today's podcast. Riding solo today, small slate. No YouTube today, we'll be back up on YouTube tomorrow, small slate, and just needed to get this recorded. Have a lot going on with NASCAR and some baseball stuff that I'm working on. So no YouTube, we'll be back on YouTube tomorrow. Appreciate everyone that hangs out on YouTube each and every night. But yeah, we're going to jump right in and get started. Quicker podcast today. And anytime I'm solo, we get these fast breakdowns. And some of you love it. Some of you are indifferent. Some of you don't like it. And I understand. But I appreciate everyone for listening, hanging out each and every day. Let's jump in. We got Denver at Detroit. This game has a 228.5 total. The Nuggets are a 12.5-point favorite. Jamal Murray is probable. And then on the Detroit side, Bagley, Bogdanovic, Burks, Cunningham, Diallo, Livers, and Stewart out. Jaden Ivey probable. So going to the Denver side first, I mean, it's a fantastic matchup for Denver. It's a five-game slate. Raw points matter on a five-game slate. So obviously Jokic is someone that's at the top of the board here. I don't know if he gets the fourth quarter, and that's the biggest thing when you're facing Detroit. Is getting that fourth quarter because he needs that fourth quarter to really hit his like ceiling type of games. Aaron Gordon at 6,200, Michael Porter Jr. at 6K. Like these prices are fine if this game stays close. I could see Michael Porter Jr. having some upside in this matchup. Jamal Murray draws one of the best matchups in the NBA. Again, my biggest concern just in general is this game staying close. Detroit. Not a great team. The last time these two teams played earlier this season, Detroit beat Denver. So, I mean, if this game does stay close, there's obviously some value here with Murray and Jokic. Personally, I think I lean Murray with his matchup and the price savings than I do Jokic. On the Detroit side of things, I mean, Bagley's still out. So I think that taking some shots here on Wiseman is wise. Yeah, it's Friday. Sup. He's 6,900 here. Definitely some tournament appeal to him. I don't mind Duren. But, I mean, Eugene is also someone that you could take some shots on at 5,100 with Livers and Bagley out as well. Overall, I mean, Detroit is obviously a team that the minutes are over the place. McGruder's playing minutes. Corey Joseph's playing minutes. So any of these 5K guys that you want to roll out there in tournaments and take some shots on, I don't hate it. I don't think I'm taking shots on, like, Hampton. He's not a huge ceiling guy. So I definitely worry about that. So, I mean, if I had to kind of line them up here, with Ivy coming back and probable for this game, I think that I'm looking at Wiseman and Eugene the most in this matchup. If he can stay out of foul trouble this time, he got in foul trouble the other night. So I'm looking at those two guys. I don't mind Duran. I worry about Corey Joseph with Hayes and Ivy playing, what kind of minutes we're going to get from Corey Joseph. But, yeah, overall, I mean, definitely some value here. On a five-game slate, if Detroit is, like, super chalky, I don't hate being underweight on Detroit in this game either. Prices are up a little bit. Some guys are – some key pieces back. So I don't mind playing the game theory aspect of this game and, you know, just kind of going underweight. Thunder Raptors. 231.5 total in this one. Raptors, a six-point favorite. On the Toronto side, Otto Porter Jr. is out. On the Thunder side, Holmgren, Poku, and Kendrick Williams remain out. Going to the Thunder side first. Man, we talked about SGA the other night, and he had 50 fantasy points against Brooklyn. So I still think that, like, 96 is super fair for him. He was 94 the other night. It's a smaller five-game slate. So with the smaller five-game slate, I think, you know, a guy like SGA who has a bunch of upside, especially at this price point, is fair. I mean, Josh Giddey has shown some big upside here recently. So taking some shots on him or Jalen Williams, I don't hate the Thunder. They've actually kind of been playing these, like, guys, like, solid minutes. And I'm knocking on wood because as soon as I say this, it feels like it's going to go back to normal. But I think you could take shots on SGA, Giddey, or Williams. And then on the Toronto side, it's a fantastic matchup for Siakam. Been talking about it all week. If you've been listening to the podcast all week, I've been mentioning that Siakam's price is getting there, and it's getting there. And now I think this is the spot that we play Pascal Siakam. He's 8,400. This is a guy that was 10K last month. He's 8,400 in a fantastic matchup against the Thunder. Siakam can eat in this matchup. I think we're taking shots on him at this price point. I like OG at 6,300. I think the price tag, super fair for him. He's obviously someone that has plenty of upside. Guards have done really well against this team this season. Van Vliet has some upside. I wish he was a little bit cheaper. I'm probably not playing Van Vliet and Siakam too much together, if any. So, I mean, taking some shots on Van Vliet, I really like this matchup for Siakam. And then I like OG a lot at 6,300. Sacramento at Brooklyn. Sacramento is second into a back-to-back, but we still have a total out for this one. 237.5, and the Nets are a three-point favorite. Ben Simmons is still out for Brooklyn. Did not see any injury news come out of the Sacramento game. For the Kings, anyway, so we'll have to kind of see if anything comes out as far as injury report for them on the second end of a back-to-back, but I assume everyone's going to be good to go here. So looking at the Kings, I mean, the matchup is okay. I think Brooklyn is a team that is going to play a little bit better defense here down the stretch. I mean, ceiling-wise, I think I take the shot on, like, Fox at a little bit of a discount. Sabonis has been playing fantastic recently, so I don't mind getting some Sabonis here. And then after we get past those two guys, I mean, the good thing about, like, Kevin Huerter is when he's shooting well, they'll let him play and they'll let him shoot. he's someone that can get hot and have big games. Harrison Barnes, he really hasn't had a big game recently, but he's someone that can fill the stat sheet up and have big games. So I don't mind him or Herter in tournaments. Keegan Murray's minutes have just kind of disappeared a little bit here recently. So I probably just look at like the four top end guys here for Sacramento with Fox.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Sabonis, Herter, and Barnes. And then on the Brooklyn side of things, like, super solid, you know, rotations here recently for Brooklyn. I think Bridges and Dinwiddie have the two high, like, ceilings of everyone here. I could see a guy like Claxton having a solid game, but his price, I think you're going to need a little bit more than a solid game from him. So I really think, like, if you're looking at the Brooklyn side of this game, you're looking at Bridges and Dinwiddie. And then in large field tournaments, maybe taking some shots on Cam Johnson, but I don't love the price for Cam Johnson. I don't think he has the ceiling as Bridges and Dinwiddie. And then that's really it for Brooklyn for me. There's some, like, secondary pieces you could take some shots on, but overall, I don't really trust any of these guys. If I'm going to play anybody, it'd probably be Sharp, but I'm probably not going to do that. Claxton back, like, yeah, I mean, not doing that. I'm going to take some shots on Fox, Bridges, or not Fox. Or I'm going to take some shots on Fox, but I'm going to take some shots on Bridges and Dinwiddie here. All right, cruising along. We got the Pacers and the Bucks. No total out in this game. No, FanDuel has a 234.5, Milwaukee minus 14 in this game. So on the Pacers side of things, Duarte's out. Halliburton and Buddy Hield are both questionable. Mathurin is out. McConnell and Miles Turner are both questionable. So a lot of question marks here for the Pacers. And then on the Milwaukee side, Grayson Allen is out and Brooke Lopez is questionable. Indiana is impossible to break down here night before. Obviously, this line definitely suggests that some people are going to sit. If Halliburton sits and Buddy Hield sit, I have a ton of interest in Nembhard. If McConnell sits too, I mean, that's when we're starting to get in like Jordan Nwora type plays at, you know, 4,700. And then, like, if all these guys sit, I mean, we're just who's starting kind of thing. There's a ton of value here. So if Miles Turner sits, I think you could take some tournament shots on a guy like Jalen Smith. Maybe even like Isaiah Jackson is in play here at 5,400. So yeah, just overall, like, Nesmith, like, all the Pacers are going to depend on like who's in and who's out. A ton of potential value in a team that is likely going to be very targeted on the slate is the Pacers. If everyone sits, I mean, if everybody plays, I mean, I don't hate the idea of taking some tournament shots. On Halliburton, it was a bruise, and Duarte's out. McConnell's questionable. So with Duarte out, Mathurin out, McConnell questionable, if Halliburton plays, he's just going to play a bunch of minutes. But if he sits, Andrew Nembhard is just going to have to play so many minutes at 6K. Even in a tough matchup against Milwaukee, I have a ton of interest in him if everyone's out. And then on the Bucks side of things, I mean, if Brooke Lopez sits, I think you could definitely take some shots here on Bobby Portis at 6,500. Indiana is one of the worst teams in the league against bigs. It's all about minutes for Portis. And at 6,500, if Lopez sits, he has some big upside here at this price point. So don't mind him. If you think this game's going to stay close or you're just trying to get some raw points.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I don't mind taking some shots on Giannis or Drew, depending on who's in there. I think Middleton's price is too high. I know he's had some good games recently. I don't expect him to keep shooting this well. He was 62%, 5 for 8 from three-point line the other night against Sacramento. Made all 8 free throws. Like he's a good shooter, but just not someone that I typically think is going to continue this tear. In tournaments, like if we start seeing Milwaukee with Allen out and Lopez out, and you know we start seeing more and more guys get ruled out, take some tournament shots on Joe Ingles on this small 5-game slate. He is 4,200, and he's someone that can handle the ball if he needs to. Over 20 fantasy points in 5 straight games, which isn't great, but he is someone that's capable of 30 plus. So in tournaments, I definitely see the appeal of taking some tournament shots here on Ingles if people start getting ruled out for Milwaukee. All right, finish it up. I told you this is going to be a quick one. I'm going quick. You don't even have to listen to 1.5 today. You're welcome. I'm just kidding. 228.5 total in this one. The Suns are a 7.5-point favorite against my Orlando Magic. Looking at the injury report for this one, Gary Harris is questionable, and Jonathan Isaac is out. Durant is out. Shamit's out. Craig and Okoji are both probable. On the Orlando side of things, was really hoping the other night that Paolo Banchero had a big game against San Antonio, played him quite a bit. He had 21 shot attempts in that game and just shot 52%, had 27 actual points, had a really solid game. He just didn't add as many secondary stats as you were kind of hoping for in that one. So I still don't mind the tournament upside for him. With Harris questionable, it's definitely worth noting. Because if he's out, it could potentially open up, you know, a few extra minutes for a Jalen Suggs type of play, or maybe we see Cole Anthony play, you know, 32 to 35 minutes type of thing. So that's definitely news to pay attention for the Orlando Magic. But overall, I have some interest in Paolo Banchero. And then tournament-wise, I think you could take some tournament shots on Fultz. He is capable of 40-plus fantasy point games. And this is a matchup where it's really tough, so he's going to be very low-owned. On the Phoenix side of things, I mean, Devin Booker is 9,900. The Orlando Magic, one of the worst teams in the NBA at defending the three-point line. So could see a big game here from him. I don't necessarily love this spot for DeAndre Ayton, but I like the price tag on him and Chris Paul. So taking some tournament shots on those guys, I think is fine. Josh Okoji, his shot attempts are just not great. He is someone that can kind of fill up the stat sheet if he can get a few extra points. I don't think it's going to be a thing, but if you're playing 150 lineups today, maybe take a few tournament shots on Terrence Ross. Huge fan favorite in Orlando for years and getting a matchup against his old team here. So maybe a few extra shot attempts, but I don't think so. I'm just saying if you're playing 150 teams on a 5-game slate, I would have 2 to 5% Terrence Ross. I think that's really it on this one. So I think a lot of people are going to be looking. First of all, I think a lot of people are going to be looking at Detroit for value. And I think depending on the Pacers, those are going to be the two like spots we're going to use a lot of value here on this five-game slate. So definitely ways to potentially get different with value plays in those games. So let's play the morning grind game, and then we will get out of here and head to Friday. Favorite play under 5K to go 7X. I left my sheets out in the other room, and I can't pause. My initial thought is Jordan Nwora. So I'll go Jordan Nwora. I think that if these guys do end up sitting and he gets the minutes, he has a bunch of upside. And I remember writing Joe Ingles down for my Let's Get Rid of GPP play of the day. So I'll go with Nwora. Over 8K to go under 5X, my bust of the slate. I don't think it's because he can't smash in this matchup. I just don't think this game's going to stay close. So give me Nikola Jokic to go under 5X today. I know that's really risky. The matchup's fantastic, and he could smash if this game stays close. Favorite 6X play on today's slate. I know. Pascal Siakam. So I know you're going to tweet at me and all that stuff. And Stevie, he hasn't had a good game in month. Listen, I really think the upside is fantastic for this matchup for Siakam. He's capable of big games. We've seen him go for over 50 fantasy points many, many times this season. He has over 60-plus point upside. He's averaging 45 fantasy points a night this season. Like, he's 8,400. This is a fantastic matchup. I am jumping on the Pascal Siakam train today. I already mentioned my Let's Give Her GPP play of the day is Jordan Ingles. Joe Ingles. Man, I am struggling today. Joe Ingles, not Jordan Nwora. Joe Ingles for my Let's Give Her GPP play of the day. As far as bets or fantasy pick and plays, nothing like jumping off the page to me here. Nothing like crazy to me. Denver's minus 12. Yeah, nothing jumping off the board as of right now. So we'll see how the day goes. We'll start seeing some props roll out, and I think that's what we'll be looking at more today than just kind of outrights and against the spread stuff. So give me a fantastic Thursday. We'll be back Friday. Hope everyone has a fantastic weekend, because I will not be on the Friday podcast. So appreciate Keith filling in for me hosting on tomorrow's podcast. But I hope everyone has a fantastic weekend. We have a bunch of NASCAR stuff coming out this weekend with Atlanta. Our second drafting track of the season. I think we're going to have a really big week. So that'll wrap it up. If you want to join the NASCAR package, rotogrinders.com/premium/NASCAR. You can get weekly, monthly, or the season-long price. Have a fantastic Thursday. We'll be back tomorrow talking more hoops. Good luck, everyone. We'll see you then.